This recording, Michigan 19, is copyright the International Dialects of English Archive. Comma Gets a Cure is copyright Douglas N. Onuroff, Jill McCullough, and Barbara Somerville.
Well, here's a story for you. Sarah Perry was a veterinary nurse who had been working daily at an old zoo in a deserted district of the territory. So she was very happy to start a new job at a superb private practice in North Square near the Duke Street Tower. That area was much nearer for her and more to her liking. Even so, on her first morning, she felt stressed. She ate a bowl of porridge, checked herself in the mirror, and washed her face in a hurry. Then she put on a plain yellow dress and a fleece jacket, picked up her kit, and headed for work. When she got there was a woman with a goose waiting for her. The woman gave Sarah an official letter from the vet. The letter implied that the animal could be suffering from a rare form of foot and mouth disease, which was surprising because normally you would only expect to see it in a dog or a goat. Sarah was sentimental, so this made her feel sorry for the beautiful bird. Before long, that itchy goose began to strut around the office like a lunatic, which made an unsanitary mess. The goose's owner, Mary Harrison, kept calling, "Comma, Comma," which Sarah thought was an odd choice for a name. Comma was strong and huge, so it would take some force to trap her, but Sarah had a different idea. First, she tried gently stroking the goose's lower back with her palm, then singing a tune to her. Finally, she administered ether. Her efforts were not futile. In no time, the goose began to tire, so Sarah was able to hold on to Comma and give her a relaxing bath. Once Sarah had managed to bathe the goose, she wiped her off with a cloth and laid her on her right side. Then Sarah confirmed the vet's diagnosis. Almost immediately, she remembered an effective treatment that required her to measure out a lot of medicine. Sarah warned that this course of treatment might be expensive, either 5 or 6 times the cost of penicillin. I can't imagine paying so much, but Mrs. Harrison, a millionaire lawyer, thought it was a fair price for a cure.
It's good. I grew up in a neighborhood, so, very small place. I went to school with the people who lived across the street from me.
It's quiet, it's rural. My mom used to have to drive like 30 minutes to get to a Meijer or Walmart to do the grocery shopping if she needed more than like a box of cereal. Well, I had 2 Sarahs that lived across the street from me, and like one of them was like kitty corner and one of them was just like straight across the street. And so with one of the Sarahs, we would walk together to our other friend Crislin's house because she lived in the same neighborhood, because that's just what we did. And we would play outside. Crislin had a swing set, which was cool, and a trampoline was at Sarah's house, so we would do that. But then the other Sarah that lived straight across the street, I feel like I watched her play video games a lot, which is like a weird pastime, but yeah, that's what there was to do. Yes, I have a brother and a sister. Sometimes. Well, growing up, Noah and I mostly terrorized our sister. Noah's my brother. So I have distinct memories of, like, we had, above the closet in my brother's room, there's a little cutout in the wall. It's like a loft area. And we one time put a ladder across from his bunk bed to that loft area and, like, got our sister somehow to crawl across there and sit on top of the closet and then took the ladder away. Which, you know. So these are things I do. I spent a lot of my childhood reading more than hanging out with people, actually. If you couldn't tell by hanging out with me for more than 5 minutes. So, I'm a pretty good blend of the two of them. I have my dad's sense of humor, but I definitely sound and look just like my mother. I attend a really tiny church back home. We have like 70 people on an average Sunday. Like that's a good chunk of attendance there. But every year my favorite service is the Christmas Eve service. We go to the church, we hear the Christmas story, we sing some hymns, and then the best part is at the end, everyone in the congregation gets a candle and they light it and everyone sings Silent Night. This is like my favorite part of church all year. And then in the morning, growing up when we lived in the neighborhood, we would open presents at home with the family and then we'd have to put on like real clothes instead of pajamas and go up to my great-grandma and also my grandparents lived in Lapeer. So then we would go up to visit great-grandma and then to visit the grandparents up in Lapeer. Oh, all day long. We open presents at home with the parents, and then we go and we get some from the great-grandparents, and then we would go and get some from grandma and grandpa. It was all good.